Yeah, that's good. We actually had two missions this past weekend.
Sick.
Wow.
Yeah, our first missions, man. It's pretty cool.
Tell us. I want to hear the story. We're still recording.
I'll tell you.
Crazy.
I've only been here for like 3 weeks now. I've been at the shop, which has been clearing in and basically like just hijacking jumps whenever I can. Like I'll just be clearing in and I'll kind of see something stirring. Like, hey, you guys going for a jump? Going for a jump there? And I'll just hop on the bus. Farm, go for a jump, pack it, and then just go home. It's been like super chill. But now we're actually starting flying, which is like, you guys know it's crazy, like how much stuff's coming at you and like the random questions that just get like thrown at you and you just feel like a dumbass every day. I don't know. Like, but it's good. It's challenging, right? But yeah, so on the weekend, Ashley Barker called me at like 8 a.m. and she's like, hey, we got a little mission coming up. Do you want to come? And I wasn't really expecting much. I was like, yeah, okay, because I'd already done one mission already, but it was just searching for something that wasn't actually happening. It was like a float plane, thought they saw something that they really didn't. And I was kind of like, oh, it's probably going to be something like that. Just search around, nothing will come of it. And she's like, oh, it's something on the water. I'm like, all right. And then I'm like racing to get to work. I'm like, holy, run downstairs. Like, people are dying here, man. I'm like trying to get all ready, like freaking out. So I go downstairs and she's enjoying like her only sleep and she has all week. And I have to run back upstairs, like shake her awake. I'm like, wake up, you got to drive me to work. And she's like, happy, like, what's going on? And she drives me down to the base and just drops me off at the RA. And I had to like run, get to the unit and all that, like freaking out. No breakfast, no coffee, no nothing. And I get there and I'm like, is everyone? Like, I'm the only one there. And then Ashley, Kyle Wilson. Just like stroll in, they got like coffees and bagels and stuff. They're just all chill. Like, oh, hey, man. Oh, you're coming with us? Okay, right on. Yeah, we're going to go see strip the chopper, all this stuff. I'm like sweating, just starving. Like, coffee, man. Like, so my girlfriend offered, and I was like, no time, no time. People are dying here. And I'm like, I have no idea how fast this usually goes down. Right, I've never done an on-call thing before. And then so we'd go out and start C-stripping, and it turns out it was a 69-year-old dude having a heart attack out in a Princess cruise ship.
Ah.
So we just, I got videos and showed it too. It was pretty cool. Like Kyle had like Farmer John's on, just like showing the guns off and stuff.
Of course.
And like, we had like, we're flying in, maybe I kind of had the briefing and all that. And we couldn't really understand much because the doctors were, they didn't really speak good English, so we could kind of hear some stuff going, but it was mostly just like a mystery what we were going to be dealing with. And then we're getting dressed. They're like, okay, we're about an hour out, pretty chill. And then an hour turned to like 15 minutes. Like, okay, we're going to be there in 15 minutes now. I'm just like, holy. So we started just pulling the first thing I could get on my dive bag to get suited up and stuff. And then Kyle went down first. I hoisted in, and then we just went on the ship, got the handover from the docks. I had this guy who was having like a full-blown STEMI. Like, the doc showed me the ECG and stuff, like tombstone, like very clear tombstones. Wow. And shit. Holy man, we gotta get this guy out of here. Then we ended up just rescue basketing him up. He was a big boy too. Like he was like 6'3", I want to say, like 250 pounds, this older fella. So it was like, it was a bit of a struggle trying to fit him in the basket and get him up there. His feet were hanging like this far off the stretcher once we were in the chopper and stuff. Like it was pretty like difficult dude to kind of package up. Yeah, me and Kyle went down, hoisted him out, did some treatments along the way, and then we got him to Jubilee Hospital there in Victoria. It was a pretty good first mission.
Yeah.
Just to get, nothing was too challenging or demanding, right? Like it was for me because I don't know what I'm doing, right? It's just my first one, but it was a good training type of mission.
Yeah.
It's like, imagine what some of this could have been going through the first time. It could have just been mayhem, right? So it was great. We got to help the guy out, get him there. And then the very next day, Ashley's calling me again. I was like, oh man, one day off and I'm going to be back on Monday flying again. And then Ashley's calling me again. I was like, you're kidding me, man. My answer, like, another cruise ship, you in? I was like, yeah, man, I'm coming.
Of course. Yeah.
And my only regret from the first one was I didn't go sleeves off the wetsuit because I was just in a panic.
That's what my boy. You only do it once.
Yeah. You can. Yeah.
Exactly. Because I was like 15 minutes and I knew the Farmer Johns were at the bottom of my dive bag. I was like, man, I can't have an explosion just looking like a dumbass on the plane. I was like, I'll just, my 3 mils on top. I'll put it on. I'll be safe. Have some time.
Going into the second mission though, you've got experience now, and you're like, okay, I'm never wearing those sleeves again.
Yeah. You know? Like, yeah. No matter how cold it is, it doesn't matter.